The Obstacles to Union. This meditation is based on the light of the soul, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. Read the Great Quest meditation document, The Obstacles to Union, so you understand the nuances of the obstacles to soul cognition, bodily disability, mental inertia, doubt, mental carelessness, laziness, or lack of dispassion. Other obstacles result from the previous ones and are erroneous perception, inability to achieve concentration, and failure to hold the meditative attitude when it's achieved. Patanjali provides 7 methods for removing the obstacles, and this will be the basis for your meditation throughout the month. Meditation alignment. Sit comfortably with the spine erect. Breathe easily and relax your physical, emotional, and mental fields. Focus high within your head. Visualize the light, love, and power of the soul pouring into your 3 personality vehicles. For assimilation. Imagine yourself as the thinker, focused within the soul illumined mind. Say the Gayatri. O Thou, who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to me the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that I may know the truth and do my whole duty as I journey to thy sacred feet. Seed thoughts to consider for the month. Quietness of mind will come through the practice of sympathy, tenderness, steadiness of purpose, and dispassion in regard to pleasure or pain. I imagine myself expressing these qualities. Quietness of mind will come through the regulation of the prana or life breath, pranayama. I imagine myself in perfect balance with the breath of life. Quietness of mind will come through the practice of right detachment from the senses. For a quiet moment, I remain alert and aware as I observe any rising thoughts and emotions. Quietness of mind will come through meditation upon light and radiance, so that knowledge of spirit can be reached. What is the nature of light and radiance? Where do I experience these energies most in my nature? Quietness of mind will come through purification of the lower nature so that it is no longer indulged. What is it that I most need to purify? To what extent do I indulge my lower desires? Quietness of mind will come through the use of creative visualization to make the necessary changes. What do I need to change? What will my life be like if I make these changes? Quietness of mind will come through meditating on anything that is good and dearest to the heart. What are the qualities and actions that I think are most beautiful and good? What would my life be like if I radiated those qualities? What would the world be like if humanity radiated those qualities? Visualization exercise. This should only take a minute or so. Choose one obstacle which you believe you have and that you wish to work with. Very briefly realize how the obstacle prevents you from moving forward spiritually. Determine that you will eliminate the obstacle. Using your will and your powers of concentration, for a few seconds, visualize yourself demonstrating the opposite positive quality. Now follow the Raja Yoga meditation method. Each day, select one of the seed thoughts in the assigned document and focus on it. Meditate by analyzing the seed thought using sequential thinking. until you gain a synthetic understanding. Contemplate on it by holding your consciousness high above the mind and open it to divine inspiration. Expect a soul-inspired thought or symbol to drop into your consciousness. Illumination comes as you recall any insights and summarize and ground them in your memory. Lower interlude. With deliberation, bring the meditation to a close and imaginatively reaffirm your focus in your mind and then your brain. Quietly review and interpret any insights you received during the meditation, summarizing with clarity what these insights were and what they mean to you. This work is very important as it will ground your consciousness back into your brain, helping to overcome the problem of spacing out. And it's going to train your mind to do the necessary work of interpreting intuitive insight. It also completes the underlying exercise of building the antacarana. Distribution. Sound the great invocation, followed by the sacred word Om 3 times, visualizing as you do so the redemption or upliftment of humanity and the earth. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. from the center where the will of God is known. Let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.